Morning Show. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. It's 7:45, Brock Hunter.
What's happening?
How you doing?
Don't forget, catch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/rock_107_WIRX.
Thank you.
It must be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Ridiculous. Right.
See that?
I'd be choking on that breakfast sandwich.
Should I eat it now? Should I eat it now?
No, wait until we are finished talking.
Come on.
Wait until we are finished talking.
I'm hungry.
Which, honestly, our things are going to kick us off in like 3 minutes anyways. I probably should have sent you another link, but whatever. Well, I haven't figured this Twitch thing out. You can catch us for another 3.5 minutes on Twitch. But right now, folks, we got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Special Light in Decatur and Benton Township. Who is hiring? Get started on that new career with a great company that wants to grow with you. Great starting pay. Great benefits all the way through. Special-Lite.com. Get started on that new career today with Special Lite. Your topic for today, what's something that is considered normal that creeps you out immediately?
All right. Immediately.
Immediately.
So I got two of them right off the bat.
Go for it.
I always like kicking it off. I know. I always steal it from you, but you know.
Go for it.
First one, child beauty pageants. Immediately creeps me out.
Are those?
Well, why does that creep you out? Why? No, because it's a weird thing. That's yeah. Why. That's why it creeps me out. It's.
I think those are starting to become less normal, though. I think society is starting to lean now more, maybe towards the fact that hey, maybe we shouldn't do this contest where we judge children.
So nobody's approached you yet. Your child should be in the beauty pageant, Brock.
I mean, get the hell
out
of here.
You have a beautiful child.
Yeah, no. She's never doing anything.
You put your mouse and you get the hell out of here.
You prance around up there like, all right, honey. Now, if you don't do this right, mommy and daddy won't love you anymore, all right?
That's just a weird
ridiculous thing.
I don't, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you, man.
We're going to bleach their teeth.
They go even as far as putting in false teeth. I remember watching that on that one crazy ass, what was it, Honey Boo Boo, or one of the ones. Like the kid had like dentures that they put in to make their teeth bigger.
Poor child.
Yeah.
Well, child abuse, in my opinion. Anyway, that was my first one. I don't want to get too deep into that because I start to boil up a little bit.
Yeah.
My second one creeps me out, man. Sitting there, and ladies, you probably, well, maybe you might know this because you, but standing at a urinal. Guy walks up, stands next to you, and immediately sparks up a conversation, and he's looking at you.
That's not
talking
normal.
To you.
That should never be normal. That should never
like,
be.
Like, dude, what? Like, are you kind of like, you kind of like turn your shoulder,
yeah.
You know, like into him a little bit. So you're like, hey, like give him the body language, like,
yeah,
this is not the time and place, man.
That should not be normal. And it's not that we're antisocial. It's not that we hate people.
It happens to me. I don't know why it happens to me.
Hey, you got that face. You know what you.
That you just want to talk to while taking a.
You look like the kind of guy that spends a lot of time in men's restrooms. That's all I'm saying.
That's not good. I'm going to wear a mask now. Damn it.
But, no, it's just some people are just super comfortable with talking in that scenario. And, again, it's like, look, you want to talk to me outside? Fine. But I'm in here to take care of some business and then proceed after with the conversation. We can do that. After everyone
you know what? 100% of the time
what?
It happens. Is when I'm on the weekends, when I'm DJing at like a wedding,
mm-hmm.
I got to go take that quick bathroom break. But there's always somebody in there. Look, hey, can you play? Blah, blah. I'm like, it's not. No, come on, man. I'm trying to get back here. Like,
I'm holding my Johnson. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of an awkward, weird.
Yeah. Bathroom talk.
Creeps me out.
Yeah. Why are you so comfortable having a conversation while we're doing this?
Yeah.
I don't get it. Good answers, buddy. Child beauty pageants, urinal talkers. That's good. Right there.
Creeping me out, man.
For me, something that is considered normal but creeps me out, chewing gum. Gum chewing. I don't like seeing.
You don't like Mike Ditka, huh?
I don't like seeing other people chew gum. And I don't know if it's just because I know they have this ball of
Pete
rubber.
Carroll.
Like that, like that's, I don't even consider that chewing. I don't know what they're doing at this point. Like it's just, it's aggressive munching, but no, just knowing that this thing is in there and it's just moving around and it's just full of their saliva, it creeps me out, man. And I like chewing gum, but even my gum is kind of gross. Like I'm not like sitting there like, oh, I'm going to keep this. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe that's kind of a weird one, but
yeah, I mean,
yeah, just other people's gum or just chewing gum.
It's like, here's a question. Is gum biodegradable? Does it deteriorate?
Well, according to all of my teachers, if I swallow it, it's going to stay in me for 7 years.
Seven years.
I don't know. I think that's eventually it's got to break down, right? Eventually.
I mean, you think.
I don't know. Dude, you could go to a park right now, and there's probably gum stuck to the bottom of a bench there that's been there since 96, and it's just hanging on.
Creeps me out. I mean, that's not normal.
No, that's not normal. If you put your gum anywhere other than in your mouth or the trash receptacle, you're a piece of trash. I'm just going to tell you that right now. You're a garbage human, and I hate you. I don't care if the Pope takes his gum out and puts it underneath.
It's gross.
Yeah, it's gross. And I think that's just a whole, me chewing gum is fine. Someone else, because I just know what's going on in the
mouth.
Do
you chew gum? I don't.
Not very often.
Not a big gum chewer.
Because again, it's kind of a weird thing.
I used to chew gum during sports.
Yeah.
It helped with breathing, I thought.
Yeah.
No, you know what it was? Michael Jordan did it, so I did.
Oh, is that what it was? Because you're just like Michael Jordan.
Because I wanted to be like Mike. Exactly. Like Mike. Shut up.
Yeah, you're the kind of guy that chokes on your gum when you're going for that game-winning shot.
Hey, you know what?
We got some great answers on Facebook. What's something that's considered normal that creeps you out immediately? Reno had an interesting one. I can't eat anything off the bone. Wings, chicken, ribs. I lose my appetite just by seeing the bone, including if someone else is eating. That's an interesting one.
You know what? I don't disagree with him. I've thought of that. While eating wings, I'm like, I've even mentioned it to people next to me. I'm like, you know, I'm just gnawing off of a bone right here. Yeah. This is kind of barbaric. He's not wrong.
And that's an interesting
take. That thought has crossed my mind.
Especially, too, when you do bone-in wings and you take it and you get the actual wing part and you, you break it. It's like,
get the marrow in there.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's when you're done eating them all and you have that pile of bones right there. And you're like, that's a pile of bones.
I love it. I feel like a caveman. I'm all greasy.
Like Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah. That's what I feel like.
Is that what it is?
Wow.
Easy, Dahmer. Leave some for the rest of us, you sick son of a bitch.
I think the meat went bad.
My freezer broke.
My freezer broke.
It's creepy. You're creeping me out, man. That's what creeps me out. Let's see. Brian said, hearing your voice across the bar. Oh, good for you. But you'd be lucky. Lucky to hear me across the bar, all right?
Well, what are you talking about? Everybody can hear you across the bar.
Yeah, that guy's here.
That is. You know what's funny? Anytime we've ever been out, it's 100% of the time. There's somebody who will lean back and be like, Brock. Because when you talk, you're loud and you have a distinct voice. Everybody's like, that is definitely that dude from the radio station.
Gets me in trouble more times than not.
Somebody heard you across. Okay, Brock was fishing one time. And he was down in like a creek or like a ravine or something. And a guy heard him from like a mile away.
Well, to be fair, it travels farther on water.
Is that you, bro? Yeah.
Now shut up. You're scared of fish. We got some more answers on Facebook. Ben had a good one, and I agree with this. Something that's considered normal that creeps you out, dog kisses. Yeah.
Thank you.
God, it's gross.
That's a number. Hey, ding, 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 ding. Number one answer.
Dogs' mouths are cleaner than human. No, they're not.
Stop that.
Shut up. Yeah.
That tongue just wrapping around your face. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. You know that dog also was doing? It was just licking another dog's. Just stop it, all right? It was just cleaning itself. And dog's mouths are cleaner than. No, they're not. It's an animal. You're just letting that thing deep throat you. Jeez.
I don't. Like if your wife came up to you and just started, be like, hey, what?
Get off of me. Get off of me.
What are you doing? Yeah. But for some reason.
Yeah.
Your dog does it.
It means he likes you. Well,
you're
I don't
leaning into it.
He's assaulting me, and I don't like it. Get this. Ugh.
You know what? It almost just makes me. I got to turn away when I see it. When that dog wraps his tongue around the ice cream that you're sharing with them. Lapping that thing
You
up
know what? To add on to this, too, there's another answer. Another answer for me that's considered normal that creeps me out is those big drooly dogs. And I'm sure there's people out there listening
Beethoven dog,
that Beethoven dog, and they love him to death. I'm not saying your dog's a piece of trash, but how you can live in a home where this thing is just dragging drool all over your carpet and your couch.
That scene in the movie of Beethoven when he's shaking.
Yeah. And people do that. People live with it. Oh, my God, that's gross. This creeps me out.
Yeah. Doesn't compare to the tongue, though. The whole tongue thing.
Big wet kisses from Fido. Well, Fido's gross. Let's see. Ben had a good answer. What's something that's considered normal that creeps you out? Birds? He said, thank Birds. Alfred Hitchcock for that.
Yeah, he really got him when he
really got that. I don't know if that creeps me out. They're weird animal. I mean, it's kind of crazy how it works, but.
A few times on the golf course, you'll hit a ball array, right? And there's a couple times on the course where I've hit it near like a bird's nest. And looking for your ball, they'll start dive bombing you. And I will say, at that point, I'm not scared of birds at all.
Yeah.
But, man, when they get like a foot away from your head, you know, beak first.
Yeah.
I'm like, get me out of here, dude.
The same thing with, I mean.
It's a kamikaze bird over here.
You think about a goose chasing after you. I mean, it's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I can take that goose, but I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to waste my time trying to fight.
When it chests up, dude, and starts coming after you.
Get out of here, goose.
Beak to the sternum. And, you know.
Creep me out, man. Brad had an interesting one, popping other people's pimples. I don't think that's creepy. I think that's gross. I don't know how people can do that.
It's all the above.
Yeah, that's gross.
What are you doing? You want to pop somebody else's
that Dr. Pimple Pop, like, that's disgusting, people. Like, it's disgusting. That
Is he just talking about it in general? Because there's people out there that are like, oh, let me pop it.
I think in general, but yeah, those people are sick. And
how about the people that want to pull off the dead skin after a sunburn? Are they just as creepy?
That's right in there. That is creepy. All right.
See, I like pulling it off myself.
Yeah, myself is different though. But if you're getting involved in other people, gross.
Here, let me shed you. Just try to get the biggest piece.
Yeah. Oh, that's going in the skin box for later. Yes.
Gold member.
I love gold.
Gold.
You're not going to eat that. That's gross. what's something that's considered normal that creeps you out immediately? Brandon said old people.
Why? I mean,
what about like really old people? All right.
You're on your way, man.
I saw an old lady. I mean, and I'm sure she's sweet, but she was a gremlin, man. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, if I make it that far,
poor old lady, her skin is hanging off of her bones.
Mean,
we got you over
like
here calling
this
her
lady,
gremlin.
There's no reason why she should have been out by herself. No. Like, I mean, I'm sorry. If my daughter saw that, my daughter would have started crying. And I know that sounds terrible. Look,
Halloween's early.
And again, when I get to that age, fine. Keep me locked away. If I'm scaring people, I apologize, okay?
Damn.
But
hey, you know what? You are on your way, buddy. You were going to be the most gargoyle-ish gremlin when you're old.
And that's fine. And if I scare children and pets, okay, I get it. Okay? Like, I'm not saying I'm not going to be that way, but... I mean, I get it. I could, you know.
You look like that taxi cab driver from Home Alone when he turns around. How you doing, kid?
Ah! Like, it's just, you're old. You're creeping everyone out, man. Well, dude, it's also kind of scary because, like, if that lady falls, like, I'm concerned about her well-being, okay?
Hey, you better hope she falls, and you don't have to give her CPR, man.
Oh,
mouth to mouth.
God. Making out with a gargoyle. And again, folks, I know I'm going to be old someday, and that's fine. You can say
you're
I'm
sensitive. Bastard.
I get it.
That's what you
I
are.
Get it. I get it. Anyway, should we maybe go? I think we should probably. Let's go. All right, we're going to be.
I'm
going
to go ahead and go.
Yeah, we're gonna be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around.